Is Andrew Ladd taking a maintenance morning? Or?
Yep.
So he's playing tonight?
He's playing tonight, yeah.
How about Dustin Byfuglien?
No, Byfuglien, Little, Perreault, and Sherrod are out.
If you're looking forward to the playoffs, a good chance that these two teams could meet in the first round. Does it become any more important than to establish a victory against these guys?
No, we're focused on the 2 points. You never know what. There's still lots of games left to be played, and they're jockeying up top for that first spot, and we're trying to get into that eighth or seventh spot. You want to play well. You want to have a good feeling, but you want to win. That's the only thing we're thinking about here tonight.
What's the prognosis with Byfuglien?
Yeah, he's probably right where we originally scheduled. He made some real good improvements kind of early in the week, and then it just plateaued a little bit. So we were hoping it would just kind of keep getting better. So he's on track of that 2 to 4 week range. He won't play here tonight. Possibly Saturday we would be more optimistic than for the road trip.
And with Mark Scheifele, what do you see in his play recently? Has something kind of clicked for him, or is it just natural progression?
Well, I think a little bit of both. He's definitely gotten stronger. His speed's there. I think Blake Wheeler has an impact on that. The two of them really are going. And he's been, with Brian out especially, he knows that the importance of his role is even greater now. Both he and Adam, young center iceman, are taking a critical line matchups, shifts, ice time. That's got to feel good. It's got to excite you even a little more for the game.
You just talked about Blake and Mark together. Is Blake? Blake just talked about having two lines, two effective lines that can log lots of minutes. Has Blake playing with Mark allowed you to have that second line, or has it been more Mark playing with Blake, or is it a mix?
Well, we started that way early on and went away from it. We weren't scoring a whole lot. We didn't have a whole lot going. We had some other injuries that had played into that line change. But I've always liked Blake and Mark together. Mark's game, Blake brings certain elements of Mark's game out in that speed. You know, when he plays with him, he plays a faster game. Mark, it doesn't look like it at his times, but he is really fast. He's just an efficient, kind of graceful skater. Blake has such an explosive burst. His speed catches your eye, and that brings that out in Mark's game. So they're a good pair, a good combination. Blake will get in and be physical on the forecheck, and Mark has enough hands and skills to make plays to him. I think what's gone better for us in the last four or five logs, we feel like we've got three lines with Stempniak and Talusti come in, and then I've played that fourth line more now that Halaschuk is back in, so we're deeper there off the bench, lets you control your matchups a little bit more.
Blake was an Olympian and had a career high in points last year playing with Brian Little, and you walk up to him and say, I'm taking you off that line.
Yep.
What does he say?
Whatever you need. He has been really consistent with that, and that's true of all those older guys. They had just gotten through a stretch of – he's always had that willingness to put the statistic part second. So he had fallen down kind of in that group this year when we had moved him around a little bit, and now he's coming back to being a point leader for us. But right from day one, none of them cared. Ladd didn't care, none of these guys. So we structured our lines a little bit differently, and he excelled with it.
You know, he just said that he wants to be known as a player that's hard to play against. And he said he wasn't that previously because of his defensive side of the game.
Right.
And he said since he started playing for you, that's changed. Did you work on that? Did you speak to him
on that? As a team, not as the individual. So you've got a young guy that comes into the league with great speed, and he feels he has real good offensive ability, so that's what he wants to bring to the table. So he's going to bring that every night. And I think, you know, going back and watching the Atlanta / Winnipeg, that's what it was. We're going to play, I'm a scorer, and everybody was trying to play that game. There has to be more to your game than that, and they all recognize that.
How close is he to the top of his game, or is there – he thinks he said, I don't care about the points, but I can be a better player. Is there more from him to come?
Yeah, I think the more that you're going to see, though, is going to relate to who he plays with. So the effort level is about as high as I think he can get as he gets more and more consistent with that as Mark develops as a player. Drew's been really good on that wing, even though he's playing off his position. I think he's preferred to play the right. He's been really good there. We are, and you're foolish to wait for the day that you're always healthy, but Perreault, Scheifele, and Wheeler would be great elements on a line. That being said, if Drew can continue to do it, he'll just stay there, and we'll find a different way to do it.
Paul, you've been through a lot of stretch runs during your career. Which elements of coaching do you enjoy most, during these
the buzz,
times?
Just the buzz before the games, especially the energy level, that excitement. You know, sometimes you'll get into the November, December, January, where you're pulling teeth at times to get people to, and it's been easy here, but accept roles. Now there's none of that. You know, there's none of that in your room. Every shift, the value of it, the weight of it, brings an intensity out in your room and your group, and that's what's fun. You get to ride that a little bit.
You've evolved as a coach as well. Are there things that you handle better too during the stretch drive, maybe compared to earlier on in your career?
You just learn to understand that you're not going to win every game in these stress runs, and the team that handles those losses is usually the team that survives well. I mean, the San Jose game is a real good example of what happens. So there's a tremendous buildup for us, and probably even more so for them. And it gets to 4-1, and it's kind of like, okay, now what? You know, we've got enough to win, and you know, they've got D jumping in all over the ice now, and their shots coming. You almost don't understand the last half of that game because the emotions are so much different than they would be 2-3 months earlier. I don't know if you handle anything different, but you've seen it before, so it doesn't surprise you when it happens.
Paul, what are the keys tonight against a team that you've seen a lot of the last 3 weeks?
What are the keys? You know, you're careful with that because you say, well, you do these two or three right things right, you're going to win. I think St. Louis is the best team in the league. And there are other good teams, don't get me wrong, but for depth on the back end and up front for a team that has a real good understanding of the game that they want to play, the style of game that makes them successful, there's nobody on a different plan. They all will play the same game, block shots, compete hard, real high skill level. So we have to be at our very best shift to shift. There have been tight games because, for the most part, we've done that. We're going to need to do that just a little bit better in everything that we do.
Along those lines, Paul, is this the team you need that 60-minute effort? I know it's a nightly goal, but is this the team that you can't just even take a shift off?
Shift off, one less penalty, one more block shot. You know, their power play is so strong you can't be in the box, but it's going to be a real physical game. And that is true of any of the teams that have their kind of depth. There are not a lot of them, but the handful of teams that have that kind of depth, there just won't be a shift where you can ease up.
Do you see the similarities in your team? A lot of people steal a line from Slapshot, say, do you both teams look like brothers? Built the same, play the same kind of style?
They've been doing what they do well for a number of years, though. They've been a very strong team. Even prior, we went in and lost to St. Louis 3-2. I don't know if it was in overtime, but it was a hard, hard game. Davis Payne was the coach of the team. They were right there. They were right on that cusp. They had the pieces, and then they developed a belief in what they were doing. I think when Ken took over, and they've just been incredibly consistent with that. But you know, Alex Steen's 3-4 years older. You know, those guys are older, more mature. They've added some great young talent to their lineup to round that out. They're well along in their program.
Your team wants to look like that, just more seasoning, more time is what you're saying, in order to...
You have to play that game consistently over years to get to that level.
With the way that Andre's played in his last three starts, was there any debate for you about going back for him tonight? Was it a given after that win against San Jose?
Well, we talk about it sometimes at length, sometimes it was a fairly short conversation.
Was this one a short conversation?
Yep.
What have you seen from him? Have you seen anything different from him recently that you didn't
His numbers prior to it, the wins and losses weren't adding up for him, but for the most part, his play had started to pick up, I thought, and some of it's how a guy looks, but you have to, the saves, the even strike save percentage, where the shots are coming from. He's back aggressive on the puck. Most of those guys are saying they're just going out and playing their game. But there's a difference looking at a confident guy in the net sometimes than a guy who's not. And some of it is you've got to have the puck hit the right side of the post for you a few times to get on that roll. And when he's made a lot of saves that you need to watch them on video to appreciate. Especially you play Tampa Bay with their ability. San Jose's got some good shooters on their team. He's made some saves look easy, and that's usually when a guy's going.
And when you look at him now, you see that confidence back with him again.
Yeah.